A Backward Look. The story of how men have planned and worked to find ways of traveling and sending messages swiftly and safely is a long one. It begins centuries ago when the swiftest runner of the tribe was chosen to carry a message. When some daring person made the first boat by sitting astride a log and using a branch for a paddle. When some savage inventor found that he could take a round, flat piece of wood, bore a hole in the middle, put a stick through the hole for an axle, and thus make a wheel which would move things much more easily. The driver of the slow-moving wagon train has given way to the engineer at the throttle of his iron horse and the air pilot in the cockpit of his plane. Where Indians waved blanket signals from hilltops and sent puffs of smoke signals into the air, telegraph wires now sing in the wind, and the radio sends its swift, unseen message. What you have read in this part of your book has given you just a few little pictures from the great story of how men have learned to travel and send messages swiftly and safely. You have seen that daring men are needed for this work. Men who, like Jonathan Adams and Humphrey Reynolds, have dared to risk failure and being made fun of. Men who have dared to try out these new ways, often at the risk of their lives. Alert, clear-headed men are needed because speed often means danger, and important decisions must be made in the flash of an eye.